Chapter 3, Matter and Its Changes, Section 1, Physical Properties and Changes. What you'll learn. You'll learn to identify physical properties of matter, what the states of matter are, how to classify matter using physical properties. Before you read, describe an object in your classroom. What color is it? How is it shaped? What else can you say about the object? Also, as you begin reading on page 41, marking the text, highlighting, as you read this section, highlight different properties of matter, then write an example of that property. Read to learn, using your senses. Most people make observations when they walk into a new room. Observing involves seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and smelling. You use your senses to observe the physical properties of materials. Physical properties are characteristics of materials that can be observed or measured without changing the material. You can observe the color or smell of a material without changing the material. You use your senses to observe materials in the laboratory. Remember never to smell, taste, or touch any materials in the lab without instructions. It may be unsafe. The figure shows which senses you should and should not use in the laboratory. Physical properties. There are many physical properties that can be observed easily. You can determine the color of an object by looking at it. You can also determine its shape. Other properties can be measured. You can measure the length or the mass of an object. Its volume or density also can be measured. In the right column, picture this. Number one, conclude. Why do some symbols have a slash across them and some don't? Page 42. What is matter? Imagine you are shopping for groceries. Everything in the grocery store is matter. Matter is anything that has mass and takes up space. The cans of vegetables and the potatoes and pineapples are all matter. What can you observe about matter? Suppose you need laundry soap. Laundry soap comes in bottles and boxes of different colors. Color is a physical property that is easy to observe. The bottles and boxes are also different shapes. Most bottles are made of plastic. Plastic changes shape when it is molded into a bottle, but it is still plastic. The plastic went through a physical change. In a physical change, the physical properties of a substance change, but the identity of the substance does not change. The laundry soap bottles are all made of plastic, regardless of the physical differences in color or shape. What physical properties can be measured? Some physical properties can be identified by measuring. Other physical properties can be identified by using your senses. Length. Length is one physical property that can be measured. A ruler or meter stick or a tape measure is used to find length. Objects can be classified by their lengths. Suppose you bought a cake mix. The directions might say to bake the cake in an 8-inch square cake pan. A 9x13 cake pan has longer sides, but it is still a cake pan. The figure shows a beaker and a meter stick, which can be used to measure physical properties. Mass. Think about the laundry soap. A company may sell a small box and a large box of laundry soap. Both boxes contain laundry soap, but one will feel heavier than the other. This is because it has more mass. Mass is a physical property that describes the amount of matter in an object. Your senses can tell you which box has more mass. Think it over in the left column on page 42. Apply. List two examples of matter. Think it over. Number three. Describe something that you could do to wood to cause a physical change. Picture this. Number four. Identify. Which would you use to find the length of your textbook? A. A measuring cup. B. A scale. C. Meter stick. D. Stopwatch. Page 43. Volume. Volume measures the amount of space an object takes up. Liquids are usually measured by volume. The juice bottles on your grocery list are probably measured by volume. Density. Another measurable physical property is density. Density is the amount of mass a material has in a given volume. You notice density when you try to lift two things that have the same volume but different masses. You can find density by dividing the mass of an object by its volume. Density equals mass divided by volume, or D equals M divided by V. Suppose you want to find the density of a piece of nickel. It has a mass of 39.2 grams and a volume of 4 centimeters cubed. Multiply 39.2 by 4. The density of the piece of nickel is 9.8 grams per cubic centimeter. Can two objects be the same size but have different masses? Two balls that are the same size may not have the same mass. A bowling ball is more dense than a kickball. Think about the bags of groceries you bought at the store. They all have different densities. How is a bag that is filled with canned goods different from a bag that contains only paper napkins? The bags are the same size, but the bag with the canned goods has more mass. The bag with the canned goods is more dense than the one with the napkins. The table below lists the density of some elements. And there you have the material being air, aluminum, carbon dioxide, carbon, gold, hydrogen, iron, lead, magnesium, mercury, milk, platinum, uranium, and water, with their densities in gram per cubic centimeter. Does density of a material change? The density of a material does not change as long as temperature and pressure stay the same. But if the temperature or pressure are changed, the density of the material will change. In the right column, page 43, applying math, number 5, calculate. Use a calculator to find the density of 15.6 grams of lead with a volume of 2 centimeters cubed. The units will be in grams per cubic centimeter. Picture this, number 6. Identify which material in the table has the greatest density. What is its density? Which material has the least density? What is its density? Page 44, change of state. Water at room temperature has a density of 1 gram per cubic centimeter. Water kept in the freezer at 0 degrees Celsius is in the form of ice. The density of ice is 0.9168 grams per cubic centimeter. Has the identity of water changed? No, but the water has changed to a different state. States of matter. How does water change when it goes from 20 degrees Celsius to 0 degrees Celsius? It changes from a liquid to a solid. It changes state or form. The four states of matter are solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. A substance's state of matter depends on its temperature and pressure. The solid, liquid, and gas states are common, but the plasma state is unusual. The plasma state happens at very high temperatures. Plasma is found in fluorescent light bulbs, the atmosphere, and in lightning strikes. The state of matter of material is another physical property. You could classify the atoms on your grocery list according to their states of matter. How is energy related to states of matter? Matter is made up of moving particles. The state of matter of a substance is determined by how much energy the particles have. Solid. The particles of a solid vibrate, are moved back and forth in a fixed place. They are packed close together and stay this way. This is why a solid has a definite shape and volume. Liquid. Particles in a liquid move much faster. They have enough energy to slide past one another. This is why a liquid takes the shape of its container. Gas. The particles of a gas move very quickly. They have enough energy to move freely away from other particles. The particles of a gas take up as much space as possible. They will spread out to fill any container. Does temperature affect the movement of particles? Particles of matter move faster at higher temperatures. What would happen if you added food coloring to a beaker of cold water and a beaker of hot water? The color would spread faster in the beaker of hot water. In the left column, page 44, think it over. Number 7. Why did the identity of the water not change when it formed ice? Reading check, number 8. Determine, what two things does the state of matter of a substance depend on? And the foldable, page 44, you should be able to do this. Make the following foldable to compare and contrast the characteristics of solids, liquids, and gases. Page 45, does matter change states? Have you ever watched ice cubes melt? You watched matter change states. Water changed from a solid to a liquid. What happens when you put water in a freezer? It changes to a solid. The water itself does not change identity. Its state is all that changes. What are melting and boiling points? At what temperature will liquid water change to a gas? At what temperature will ice change into liquid water? Melting point. Melting point is the temperature at which a solid becomes a liquid. Melting points are different for different substances, but the melting point of a pure substance never changes, no matter how much of the substance there is. This means that a small sliver of ice and a huge chunk of ice both will melt at 0 degrees Celsius. Lead always melts at 327.5 degrees Celsius. When a substance melts, it changes from a solid to a liquid. This is a physical change. The melting point is a physical property. Boiling point. The boiling point is the temperature at which a liquid becomes a gas. Each pure substance has a certain boiling point at atmospheric pressure. Atmospheric pressure is the pressure caused by the weight of Earth's atmosphere. The boiling point of water is 100 degrees Celsius at atmospheric pressure. The boiling point of nitrogen is minus 195.8 degrees Celsius. The boiling point does not depend on the amount of a substance. The boiling point is a physical property. The table shows the melting and boiling points of some substances. And there you have the substance column, the melting column, and the boiling, melting point column and the boiling point column for hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, ethyl alcohol, mercury, water, sulfur, lead, silver, gold, and copper. In the right column, page 45, the reading check, determine what happens to water at 100 degrees Celsius. Picture this. Use a table, number 10. In what state is gold at a temperature of 800 degrees Celsius? Circle your answer. Is it A, solid, B, a liquid, C, gas, D, plasma? Page 46. How can melting and boiling points be used? The boiling point and melting point can help you identify a substance. If you see a clear liquid boil at 56.1 degrees Celsius, you know it is not water. Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. You can classify substances based on boiling and melting points. Metallic properties. You have learned how you can classify substances as solids, liquids, or gases. You also learn to classify things by color, shape, length, mass, volume, or density. Other physical properties let you classify substances as metals. What do metals look like? What is the first thing you notice about a metal? You may notice that it looks shiny. This is because of the way metal reflects light. The shine of a metal is called luster. New handlebars on a bike have a metallic luster. Silver forks, knives, and spoons also have a metallic luster. How are metals used? Metals can be used in many ways because of some of their physical properties. Many metals can be hammered, pressed, or rolled into thin sheets. This property of metals is called malleability. Artists use malleable metals like copper to make sculptures. The Statue of Liberty is made of copper. Many metals can be drawn into wires. This property is called ductility. Wires in buildings and most electrical equipment are made from copper. Silver and platinum are also ductile. Do you have any magnets on your refrigerator at home? Your refrigerator door is made of metal. Magnets are attracted to some metals. This is another physical property of metals. Some metals have groups of atoms that can be affected by the force of a magnet. The metals are attracted to the magnet because of that force. Magnets are often used to find metallic objects. Using physical properties. You have learned that many physical properties can be used to identify substances. Properties like color, shape, length, mass, volume, ability to attract a magnet, density, melting point, boiling point, malleability, and ductility can help you separate and classify substances. In the left column, page 46, think it over. Classify. Which of the following is made of metal? Circle your answer. A, eraser. B, popsicle stick. C, soda bottle. D, tea kettle. And the foldable you do not have to do on page 46. Page 47. How are physical properties used to identify things? You can describe salt as a white solid. You can measure the mass, volume, and density of a sample of salt. You could also find out if it is attracted to a magnet. These are examples of how physical properties can be used to identify a substance. Identifying a dog. Suppose you volunteer to help your friend choose a family pet. You spot a cute dog at the local animal shelter. The sign on his cage says the dog is male and is 1 to 2 years old, and also says the dog's breed is unknown. What kind of information do you and your friend need to figure out the dog's breed? First, you need to know all of the physical properties of the dog. What does the dog look like? Second, you need to know the description of the different breeds of dogs. Then you can match up the description of the dog with the correct breed. The dog you found is brown, black, and white. He is medium-sized. He also has long ears and short legs. What breed is the dog? How can you narrow your options? To find out, you may need to find out more about different breeds of dogs. Sometimes the easiest way to identify something is to find out what it cannot be. This is called a process of elimination. You can eliminate small dogs and large dog breeds. You can also eliminate breeds that have short ears. You might want to look at photos of different dog breeds. Then you can see which one looks most like your dog. Dichotomous key. The figure below shows a dichotomous key. The questions in the key help you eliminate dog breeds. Scientists use methods like these to figure out the identities of living and non-living things. And there you have what kind of dog is. Step one, is it a small dog, medium-sized dog? If it is a small dog, it's a Jack Russell Terrier. If it's a medium-sized dog, you go to number two. So once you go to number two, short ears that stick up. If it is, it's a boxer. If the ears hang down, letter B, you go on to number three. Number 3A, long ears, short legs, and saggy skin, it's a basset hound. If it has longer legs and medium-length ears, for letter B, it's a beagle. The reading check, page 47. Explain, what are two things you need to know how to figure out the dog's breed? And think it over. Infer, number 13. What breed of dog might the dog at the animal shelter be? And the after your read, page 48, mini glossary. Boiling point, which is the temperature at which a liquid becomes a gas. Density, the amount of mass a material has in a given volume. Matter, anything that has mass and takes up space. Melting point, the temperature at which a solid becomes a liquid. Physical property, a change where the physical properties of a substance change, but the substance does not change. Physical property, a characteristic of a material that you can observe or measure without changing the material. And states of matter, solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. Number one, read the key terms and definitions in the mini glossary. Write a sentence using the term melting point and physical property on the lines below. And number two, in the diagram, fill in 9 other physical properties of matter that can be used to identify a substance. And there you start with the physical properties of matter in the center, and the ones that are given to you are ductility, state, and shape. That ends the first section of Chapter 3, Matter and Its Changes. Section 1, Physical Properties and Changes.